The Environment, Agriculture, and Flooding Subcommittee will now come to order. Members, please be sure to speak into your mic during the roll call. Brenda, please call the roll.
Chair Buchanan?
Here.
Representatives Alexander?
Present.
Alupis?
Here.
Usada Cabrera?
Here.
Cheney?
Here.
Daly?
Here.
Diamond?
Here.
Fine?
Here.
Hardy?
Here.
Hanshofsky?
Here.
Lamarca?
Here.
McFarland?
Here.
Mooney?
Here.
Umfroy?
Here.
Overdorf? Excused. Smith?
Here.
Tomko?
Here.
Trunau?
Excellent. Members, I want to remind everyone that the House has implemented detailed procedures designed to make our meeting safer during this time. As you can see, we're all wearing our masks and socially distanced. Please make sure, another announcement, to turn off your cell phone devices or move them to silent, and that includes a laptop as well. We don't want any sounds interrupting us today. We're on a very short time frame. Good afternoon, members. I'd like to welcome you to the Environment, Agriculture, and Flooding Subcommittee. It's an honor to serve as your chair for this committee. With the confidence placed in me from Speaker Sprouse, Chair Mazzullo, this is a job I take seriously. For those of you that haven't served with me in another committee, you know I have an open door policy. So for those of you I haven't had an opportunity to exchange information with, please make it a point in the next week or two to come to our office, and we'll have an opportunity to spend some time together, exchange information. And that also goes for my Vice Chair, Tomko, and Ranking Member Alexander. Members, this is a subcommittee with broad purview of policy issues, of which it's my goal to educate our members early in the committee process. Normally, at our first committee meeting, we would take the time to begin to introduce ourselves. However, since time is limited, I'd like to get straight to work and begin discussing some of the important issues that I believe will come up this session. If time permits in the end, we'll take the time to do some introductions at the very end of the meeting here today, members. And I'd like to just take this moment to make sure I introduce, for those of you who haven't had an opportunity to meet, our great Vice Chair, Rep. Tomko, our Ranking Member, Alexander. I've served in a number of committees with both of you. You've elevated the level of conversation in those committees, and I appreciate your leadership and look forward to serving with you. And I also want to make sure we introduce our Policy Chief, Alex Moore, Brenda Jones, our Administrative Assistant, and we have two attorneys that are watching remotely, Jess Melkump and Katie Gawin. Members, today we have a panel discussion, and we will hear from panelists and individuals that serve various roles in addressing sea level rise and flooding in the state. Members, you should have received the email on Monday, provided a meeting packet with reading materials to help prepare for today's discussion. To begin, panelists will be given 5 minutes each to introduce themselves and talk about their involvement in addressing sea level rise and flooding issues. We will strive strictly to adhere to the time frame to make sure there's plenty of time for our questions. You have for the panelists after they have all introduced themselves. So we're going to do questions, members, after the panelists have all introduced themselves. And panelists, please make sure that you unmute yourself when you are called. We will begin first with Mr. Noah Valenstein, who is the Secretary of the Department of Environmental Protection and the state's acting Chief Resiliency Officer. Mr. Valenstein, you are recognized for 5 minutes. Excuse me, Mr. Valenstein, if we can begin to wrap things up. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Valenstein. Up next, we have Dane Eagle, the Executive Director of the Department of Economic Opportunity. Mr. Eagle, you are recognized for 5 minutes. Excellent. Thank you, Mr. Eagle, and under time. So thank you. Next, we have Kevin Guthrie, the Deputy Director and State Emergency Response Team Chief for the Division of Emergency Management. Mr. Guthrie, you are recognized for 5 minutes. Excuse me, Mr. Guthrie, if we could begin to wrap things up. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Guthrie. And just a brief announcement before we move on to our next panelist. If you are listening in on the Florida Channel, we are having some sound difficulty. We are working on it in the background. We will now move on to our next panelist, Randy DeShazzo, the Director of Planning and Research for Tampa Bay Regional Planning Council. Mr. DeShazo, if we could begin to wrap things up. Thank you. Excellent. Thank you, Mr. DeShazo. Lastly, we have Jennifer Hirado, who is Broward County's Chief Resiliency Officer, and today is representing the Southeast Florida Regional Climate Change Compact. Ms. Hirado, you are recognized for 5 minutes. Thank you, Ms. Arado. Appreciate your presentation. And with that, members, let's open it up for questions. If you have some questions, please let me know by raising your hand and I will recognize you. Vice Chair Tomko, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. And thank you all for your presentation today and for being with us remotely, but it's great to see you all. So my question is for Jennifer and Randy. Why do you think it is more effective to address sea level rise issues on a regional basis rather than individual local governments addressing that?
Ms. Arado, I recognize you. Follow up? We good? Thank you, Ms. Arado. Thank you, Vice Chair Tomko. Ranking Member Alexander, you are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll be very brief. I am familiar with Senate Bill 178 from last year and would love to get some feedback in regards to how we continue to move the ball down the field or any specific examples of how the legislature can continue to add to the successes from Senate Bill 178. And then second to that, as an additional question for Jennifer, I know you spoke to empowering local governments. Would love to get more concrete examples. I know you began to elaborate on Vice Chair Tomko's feedback, but I would love to kind of understand more in depth what you mean by that. Those are my two questions. So the first one's on expanding 178. SB at 178.
You are recognized. Thank you, Mr. Valenstein. Any follow-up, ranking member?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think what I was trying to get to, will there be any proposed legislation for the upcoming year that will add to SB 179? And maybe the Secretary, that may be a fully loaded question, but just trying to get an idea where we're moving forward and get a better understanding of it.
You are recognized, Mr. Valenstein. Thank you, Mr. Valenstein. Ranking Chair Fine, you are recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and congratulations on chairing your first meeting. I think this is going to be a great opportunity for you, and I think you're going to do a great job. So thanks for having me on your committee. Recognizing that climate change has happened since time immemorial, I learned that and my kids did when I took them to the Grand Canyon, where you can see billions of years of climate change that has occurred there. It does seem that our current efforts to address sea level rise are somewhat fragmented, since the work is largely done by local governments that are addressing different issues. As many of you know, I have a lot of issues with how local governments operate. Is this an accurate description? And if so, would a more unified approach, a more organized approach, as opposed to every set of local politicians doing what they want, would a more unified approach be more effective?
You are recognized. You're recognized, Mr. Eagle. Thank you, Mr. Eagle. Does Jennifer or Randy, would you like to weigh in? You're recognized. Thank you, Mr. DeShazo.
Mr. Chairman, I have a follow-up. If you want me to do it, or I can, if you need to go to others, that's fine as well.
Chair Fine, you're recognized for a follow-up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So we've talked about local governments. Do they have the technical expertise that's necessary to do this in the absence of the state to make Florida a resilient state, or do they really need us in order to do it effectively?
You are recognized. Thank you, Mr. Valenstein. Ms. Hirado or Mr. DeShazo, would you like to weigh in? Thank you, Ms. Hirado. Representative Diamond, you are recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the hearing. I apologize to those folks in the public. I understand they cannot hear the panelists. So I know, Mr. Chairman, you and the staff are working on that. Just two quick comments and a question. I just want to thank everybody, the panelists, and just say, obviously, these are not just academic issues. I mean, I'm privileged to represent Pinellas County. A few months ago, we had Tropical Storm Etta, and I have neighborhoods in my district like Shore Acres where people have been displaced because of the flooding from that tropical storm in a very significant way. So we all know that this is not just a scientific or academic discussion. And secondly, you know, Jennifer and Randy, the work that you're doing on the regional councils has been so great. And from my perspective, what's happened is the reason these regional councils exist is because for so long we did not have people like our secretary leading the charge here trying to help. And now we've got a real interest in state government to try to work together on these issues. And I think that's terrific. And Mr. Secretary, I appreciate all of your leadership over the past several years in engaging here. I wanted to ask about the Chief Resiliency Officer position and see if the panel would agree on the idea that it would be a good public policy decision for the state to codify that position in state law, and that to have that position report to the governor, sort of picking up Secretary Valenstein on what you were saying about having somebody to coordinate between all these different state agencies and regional coalitions.
You are recognized. Thank you, Ms. Hirado. Chair Lupus. I'm sorry. You may. You're recognized. Thank you, Mr. Valenstein. Chair Lupus, you are recognized. I understand you had two questions. We only have a couple minutes left. Let's narrow it down to one, and then I have a question after that. So you are recognized.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman. Secretary Valenstein, great to see you, sir. We had the chance to work together very closely last year on Senate Bill 178. My question is sort of two parts. One, Ms. Hirado spoke about 36 inches of increase in sea level by 2070. So looking at it through that lens, what is the realities that we will experience in the upcoming years as it relates to sea level rise? And you just talked about what is this first step that we should be taking as a legislature beyond Senate Bill 178. What are the most pressing issues that we as a legislative body should be focusing on to prepare for 2070?
You are recognized.
Ms. Gerardo, let's try to wrap things up. Thank you. Thank you, Chair Lupus. Members, I want to thank our panelists for coming in or coming to us virtually today and taking the time going through some of these important issues. A lot of us, including myself, didn't get some of the important questions we had answered. So we will make sure that folks are able to follow up with you after the meeting to get some of the answers to those important questions. So members, this concludes our meeting agenda. Once we adjourn, please remember to exit so the surgeon's office can prepare the room. See no further business before the committee. Representative McFarland moves we rise. Without objection, this meeting is adjourned.